Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to the Friendo Awards.
Hooray.
Woo! We're blowing it up. We're blowing up the very concept of wrestling awards, Larson. Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
How you felt about me playing guitar is exactly how I feel about those glasses.
You love it then.
I want to smash them.
I loved you playing guitar, to be honest
with
you.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I totally did. At first I didn't like it, but then I was kind of bummed out that you stopped. Because I know you like it. You know, I try to be a good friend to you, and you're kind of an asshole.
Literally on two occasions, you hid the guitar from me, so I couldn't...
Well, that was to teach you a lesson. Anyways, we're not here to talk about guitars or glasses, Larson. We're here to talk about the Friendo Awards. That's right. It's the third annual Friendo Awards. I think last year was the first year we did it for wrestling.
Yeah,
specific.
Completely wrestling.
So
year before that, it was just kind of things.
So here's the thing. 2018, the 2018 Friendo Awards are what they are.
Yeah.
I want to make the 2019 Friendo Awards huge.
All right.
Just huge. Not like in a big ballroom or anything.
Oh, I was going to say, are we going to have a show?
No, I just want to like have a voting system where everybody can vote, not just the first 2,000 people.
Yeah. We'll do more research into that.
Yeah. Number two, I'll give it more time. We'll get these done and sent out. Maybe we can get some response videos.
That'd be cool.
From some of the people.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
So anyways, I want to thank all 2,000 people for voting.
And we apologize to the other thousands that didn't get an opportunity to vote.
Oh, look, man, it wouldn't be going in Raw if there wasn't some janky voting system.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Whatever improvements we make next year, that's one thing that has to be a holdover in some respect.
The terrible voting system?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, open only to the first 2,000 people.
There you go.
That's what it should be.
There you go.
The 2,000 most passionate fans we have, the ones who sit by and look at their notification, they make sure that notify bell is ready to go.
Yes.
You look very dapper today,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
This is only the second time I've ever worn this jacket.
That's awesome. And the first time was at the IGAs.
Yeah.
Another hugely popular award show still going on today.
See, that's what I had in mind.
Exactly, yeah. So let's get right to it. This is very exciting. We have 10 categories, including the Going In Raw Hall of Fame ballot.
Yeah, and Going In Raw Wrestler 2018.
So maybe it's 11. I don't know.
No, it's 10.
It is. Okay, good. So we're going to kick off the awards show. We don't have any actual physical awards, by the way. Not yet.
No.
That's going to be on the docket for 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Physical awards.
We'll send people plaques.
We'll send people plaques.
Yeah.
Exactly. First award for Going In Raw Friendo Awards. The breakout star of 2017.
Yes, the nominees were Tim Storm, Keith Lee, Tony Storm, as far as I know, no relation to Tim Storm.
Correct.
The Velveteen Dream, Joey Janela.
And the winner for Breakout Star 2017 is the Velveteen Dream. Wow, 67.8%.
Yeah, it was a pretty dominant victory for Velveteen Dream. The runner-up was Tony Storm with almost 19% of the vote.
Which is like, yeah. So here's the one consolation, or the one, I guess, thing about our janky voting system, is that every single one of these were runaway winners. There was no, if any of them were like tied or close or whatever, I probably would have just been like, yeah, screw it, leave it open, we'll pay.
Yeah.
Anyways, congratulations to the Velveteen Dream.
Yes.
Had a magnificent year, had one of our contenders for Feud of the Year with Aleister Black. He's been nowhere to be found, so maybe that was his one thing, and then he's gone forever.
Could be.
Wow. All he needed in life was validation from Tommy End.
Yes.
Wow, great.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Velveteen Dream. Next.
Best promotion. Steve, will you please read off the nominees for best promotion?
The nominees for best wrestling promotion are New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, WWE, Progress.
And the winner is?
The winner for best promotion
is New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Whoa!
Again, dominated the competition, winning 67% of the vote.
Man, oh man.
People love wrestling.
People
That's
love
why New Japan won.
Wrestling, exactly. I am very proud of the Going In Raw audience, Larson.
Me too.
For not just saying WWE. WWE did get second place with 26% of the vote, but New Japan
more than doubled them up.
Yeah.
More than doubled them up.
Overwhelmingly.
Because our audience loves Wrestling.
Wrestling, that's right, exactly. Maybe a lesson can be learned there.
Yeah, WWE concentrate on more what?
Wrestling.
Wrestling. No,
yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Backstage skits. No.
No, wrestling.
All right. What is the next category?
Tag Team of the Year. Nominees. The New Day. The Usos. The Young Bucks. War Machine. Sheamus and Cesaro.
Great crop. And the winner for Tag Team Wrestlers of 2017, The Usos.
Very much deserved.
Oh, absolutely. With 58% of the vote. Next closest, the Young Bucks, with 23% of the vote. The Usos took a quantum leap this year.
Yes.
And so that's a very, very well-deserved, one of my favorite tag teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good job going in Raw audience.
Yes.
On your vote for
Usos
Tag Team.
Usos really stepped up their game in the ring, but also their mic work, their character work, across the board, exceptional.
Very few wrestlers can reinvent their characters to such a degree with such success.
Yes.
The Usos pulled it off this year.
Yes.
Good for them.
Next
category is Spot of the Year.
Perhaps my favorite category.
Yeah, because it can be boiled down into gift form.
Yes, pretty much. Steve, nominees, please.
Marcus Everett's table spot, of course. This is the indie fella who climbed up on like the wall rafter thing. And then
of a high school gymnasium,
high school gymnasium, had his opponent set down on a table and then fell off and just completely missed the table and hit the floor.
Yeah.
He's alive, though, so that's good.
Yeah.
Next nominee, Trent's plancha onto nothing.
This happened at Wrestle Kingdom 11.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
He literally just did a plancha, jumped over the top rope, hit the ramp.
Next nominee, Braun Strowman flips over an ambulance.
With Roman Reigns inside.
Yeah. Next, Kota Ibushi's second rope pile driver. Didn't see that one coming. That was pretty shocking.
Yeah. On Tetsuya Naito, no less.
I know. And finally, Shibata's headbutt, which ended up giving him brain damage.
And causing, you know, he has to retire now. He's done wrestling.
Again, very shocking.
And your winner of Spot of the Year is Braun Strowman. Flips over an ambulance.
Very impressive spot.
Yeah, it is.
The man flipped over an ambulance with Roman Reigns in it.
Wow. Even though if you won't just really pay attention, you can see Roman Reigns get out of the ambulance. I hate to spoil it for people, but that you could actually plainly see it.
I'm pretty sure Braun Strowman himself didn't actually flip over the ambulance. Maybe he did. He used to be a strongman guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
If they took
know.
Like the engine out, it'd be a lot lighter.
Yeah, maybe if they gutted it, sure.
Yeah.
It was like a prop.
That whole segment was great, though.
Hey, if they let us go back to the WWE archives, maybe they'll see. Well, we'll see like a prop ambulance.
Yeah.
Maybe we can flip the damn thing over.
Could
I
be.
Don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Runner-up, Shibata's headbutt.
Oof. Yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't win. I don't want to promote that. I want to encourage that kind of activity, Larson. Shoot headbutts.
Yeah, that didn't look
Why
good.
Why did we see two of them this year in the biggest promotions in the world? WWE with the freaking CEO himself.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That one wasn't as nasty as the Shibata one, though.
Oh, I agree. Next, Feud of the Year.
Nominees.
Wrestling of the Year.
Nominees. Okada versus Omega.
Why? Very good feud.
Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black.
Again, excellent feud.
The New Day versus The Usos.
Classic tag team feud.
Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
Excellent singles feud.
The WWE versus Bullet Club. Sorry, Bullet Club.
Wow, this is a real life.
That's a real feud
in court.
Not kayfabe. Real
feud of the year.
Feud is real.
Feud is real.
And the winner is.
And the winner is Okada versus Omega.
Not
New
a surprise.
Japan Pro Wrestling.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all.
A worthy victor.
Probably three of the best matches in the history of professional
yes.
wrestling, and they ran away with 41% of the vote. Next close. The next closest was Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black with 21%.
That so. I found somewhat surprising.
Oh, 20%.
I know that feud really resonated with us. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that it resonated with the Friendoverse as well.
Absolutely, man. It's so cool. I loved that our audience, they are open-minded. They're not just, you know, oh, it's John Cena versus, you know, whoever he feuded with this year. I'm glad that they're good. They're smart people. I just got back from Disneyland yesterday. Next category, most shocking moment.
Shocking moment.
This is when we're shocked. We go like this. So the nominees are Tommaso Ciampa turns on Johnny Gargano.
NXT TakeOver Chicago.
Great Khali returns to the Punjabi prison.
Battleground 2017 WWE pay-per-view.
Sexy Star shoots on Rosemary and rips her shoulder out.
Triple A, Triple Mania.
Triple Mania. Hardy's return at WrestleMania 33.
WWE WrestleMania 33.
And finally, Chris Jericho goes to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan King of Pro Wrestling 2017.
And, I mean, this is obvious.
The winner is, well, let me open the envelope, please. Okay. Some suspense. Chris Jericho going to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I mean, give me a break. Yeah. People were crying. Oh, my God. I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't think that could ever happen, and it did.
Whoa.
That was a definition of a shocking moment.
I am looking forward to this match.
Same here.
Is Jericho going to wear trunks or tights?
Trunks.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm going to say tights.
Oh, it's no DQ. It's not a street fight. Otherwise, he might wear jeans.
Do you think they wear jeans in New Japan for street fights?
I don't know.
I would think that's universal.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Anyways, yeah, Jericho going to New Japan ran away with 50% of the vote. Half of you voted for this. The other four, the next...
Everything else got combined 50%, yes. Yeah, Hardys were second, 29%. Yeah. But that was shocking, but... Even everybody, I think, had somewhat of a hint that it could happen.
Given
that they were actually in Orlando that weekend.
Yeah.
But Jericho going to New Japan came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. They kept that, the perfectly guarded secret.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Awesome moment. Worthy winner. Yeah. Congratulations, Chris Jericho.
Although, I guess they did kind of build to it on Twitter a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We never really thought seriously that he would show up. Yeah. In New Japan, though.
We did do a daily episode on it, but those are usually jokey.
Yeah, and we thought it was a better chance that they'd do something on the boat.
That's right.
The Cruise of Jericho.
We didn't figure they'd do it at Wrestle Kingdom. No. Man, that was overboard, so to speak. Anyways, next.
Male
wrestler of the year. You do nominees.
I do nominees. Hold on, I'm on the wrong thing.
Okay.
nominees. Kenny Omega. Kazuchika Okada. AJ Styles. Neville, even though he really almost really had a really good three quarters of the year. Yeah. Ricochet.
Wow.
Your winner is...
Male wrestler of 2017. Winner is AJ Styles. Bullet Club, former
Not
leader.
Bullet Club anymore. I don't think he's club anymore.
The SmackDown man who built the house.
Yes.
He runs
the place.
Talking about running away at 59% of the vote.
No,
almost,
49%.
What?
Did I write it wrong? You wrote it wrong.
Oh, I wrote it wrong.
49%.
Almost half the vote. Almost half of you. Listen, say what you will about wrestling in WWE. AJ Styles is one of the best wrestlers on the planet. In my opinion, there's four people, man. It's Okada, Omega, Styles, and Ricochet.
Yeah.
All not even in really that order. Like, it could be. It's all fluid. Because holy moly, AJ Styles is such a great wrestler.
Yeah, he has the ability to get a good to great match out of just about anybody.
He had really fantastic matches against Jinder Mahal, Brock Lesnar. Whoa! John Cena,
and as we saw on Raw this week, Brock Lesnar has a tendency to snooze through things.
Yeah, no kidding. Eww.
So congratulations, AJ Styles. Well deserved.
Huge. Huge.
Next.
The Women's Wrestler of the Year. The Women's is coming in after the Men because the winner ran away with even more of the vote than AJ Styles did. And in fact, if we made a gender-neutral category of just Wrestler of the Year, something tells me she would have won that as well.
I think next year we should do that. Expand the field to 8 nominees.
Yeah, okay.
Just Wrestler of the Year.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yes. Nominees, please, Steve.
Because we can be progressive. Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Kairi Sane, Sienna, and Toni Storm.
And your winner is, it's Asuka.
59% of the vote.
Strong showing for Alexa Bliss, though. She received 25% runner-up.
Hey, this week on Raw, they put on a hell of a match together.
They did.
They did a really
good
match.
Told a good story.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Congratulations, Asuka. You absolutely deserve this.
Yes.
Maybe my personal wrestler of the year. Maybe. Holy moly. If only they had some stronger competition for her there in NXT to put on some more top quality matches. One thing I am kind of bummed out about is that when we were going over top matches of the year, we didn't mention her match against Nikki Cross.
I thought about it. That was a good match.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
No. But everybody said it was great. I should have watched it and put it on the freaking list. Moving on.
That's why you have to watch these matches, Steve.
We're coming down to the wire here. No kidding. We're coming down to the wire.
Oh, yeah, this is the final category that the Friendoverse voted on.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say this is the top award.
Absolutely. This is the best award of the night. Match of the wrestling match of the year.
2017. Your nominees. The Okada Omega Trilogy. Just all three of them.
All three of them.
It wouldn't be fair to everybody else. We included all three of them as individual nominees. So exactly. They're one match.
We like to be fair.
Yes. Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne, NXT TakeOver Chicago. DIY versus The Revival versus The Authors of Pain, NXT TakeOver Orlando. The Universal title match at SummerSlam 2017. And Asuka versus Ember Moon, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. I just realized there's only one match from the main roster on this list of nominees.
Yeah, man. That was a fantastic match.
NXT had a lot of really good matches this year.
Ooh, here we go. Are you ready for this?
The winner.
The winner
for Match of the Year.
Match of the Year. Okada Omega Trilogy.
Not a surprise.
I mean, it's maybe the best trilogy in the history of pro
maybe
wrestling.
Maybe three of the greatest matches of all time.
Exactly.
And it won with 56% of the vote.
Oh, you people know you're wrestling.
Yeah.
You people know you're wrestling, man. Holy moly.
Runner-up, Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate. NXT TakeOver Chicago, 26%.
You know you're wrestling. Holy crap. What a bunch of great matches we were privy to this
yes.
year.
Would you say that 2017, in terms of quality of the wrestling, was the best year ever?
Yeah, ever.
At least that we've been watching?
In the history of professional wrestling. Yes. I say that without having watched the first 100 years of pro wrestling.
In their entirety.
Yeah,
we didn't watch every match of 2017.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I haven't seen every match of any year.
No.
You know?
I don't know if it's possible. I don't even think Dave Meltzer does that.
I've been watching all. I think he does. He's the observer. He can see all at the same time.
He must have to watch like multiple shows simultaneously then.
I think he has to, yeah.
That's an impressive feat.
A couple of old school TVs yeah. all on a wall. he just sits there and goes.
Right. Does he have to move his head? No, just his eyes.
Anyways.
He has multiple legal pads so he can take notes on different shows. There you go.
All right. What's up next, Larson?
You know anything to add about for match of the year?
No, we're done with that.
All right, fine.
No, I think you're right, though. 2017, best year ever for wrestling.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Quality of the in-ring product.
I mean, man, you know, PWG.
Wow. New Japan. Wow. Even WWE put on some really good matches this year.
Impact Wrestling. Wow.
I didn't watch a single Impact match this year.
We're anti-Impact, aren't we?
I'm not anti-impact.
I try to tell people. People on Twitter say that we're anti-impact.
No, I just don't have time for it.
One person said that.
All right. Our final category before we do our Hall of Fame voting here live.
Yeah.
Going in Raw, Wrestler of 2018. Now, before the year started, we asked, 2017 started, we asked people to vote right in who they thought was going to be the Going in Raw Wrestler of 2017, correct? Yeah. They selected Noam Dar.
Yeah.
At the time, he was doing the...
The Leisha for thing, yeah. That got old quick.
By the end of the year, we decided it was somebody else. And yeah. We're going to name him Going in Raw Wrestler 2017. He might be going in Raw Wrestler of whatever year.
Yeah, he could be.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
So that wrestler is Trent.
It's Trent Beretta. There's multiple reasons why Trent won Going in Raw
Wrestler.
Let's
start beginning of the year.
2018.
Plancha onto nothing.
He planched onto nothing.
Nothing.
It was a very curious move. Took us by surprise.
Very much so.
And so we were like, who is this young kid who out there plunging onto nothing?
And then about a month later, we saw him at our first ever PWG show. Ray Phoenix.
That's right, yeah.
Wildly entertaining.
Oh, hugely entertaining.
He has some of the best merchandise in all of wrestling.
Oh, yeah, his shirts are great. His shirts are fantastic.
One of the best Twitter follows in all of wrestling.
Absolutely.
And then I think to cap it off, what really sealed the deal for him was...
He personalized it for us. Because I'll put this up now because I'm going to edit this.
Yeah.
This picture that I took of Trent at, I believe, G1 Special in USA.
Night two.
Then he hopped on my Instagram because I think one of you guys out there alerted him to it, took the picture, put it to his own Instagram, but then commented under the picture on my Instagram or our Instagram, wherever I put it, I'm stealing this and not giving you credit. That's our Wrestler of the Year right there.
If
anything encapsulates Going in Raw, it's that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So congratulations, Trent.
Yes, congratulations, Trent.
We'll send that piece of paper out, maybe an autographed card of like Stacy Keebler or
there
something.
There you go.
Out in the mail to you. We'll try to figure out where you live. Anyways, up next.
Up next, probably our favorite part of the Friendo Awards every year. We select the 2018 class for the Going in Raw Hall of Fame.
Who's in the class already? Who's in the
CM
Hall of
Punk.
Fame? CM Punk is in the Hall of Fame.
Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody. Isn't Vader? Is Vader?
Yeah, Vader.
Vader.
And there's one other.
One more. Is it Rick Rude?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Anyways, so here are the parameters.
Yeah.
You can't be the WWE Hall of Fame.
Correct. Yeah. We get the
cannot.
Scoop. We get the scoop.
Yes.
That's the point.
You can't be wrestling full-time anymore.
Right. Yeah. You can't be a full-time wrestler.
You pretty much has to be retired.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And of course, our criteria for induction is threefold.
Yeah.
Being good.
Legacy.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe. You guys can figure out what all that
So means. Right here we have our ballots. So whatever we agree on based on this first ballot, they're automatically.
Yeah.
Everybody else in this list of nominees has to be debated. The nominees are
China.
Yes.
Lex Luger.
Holdovers from last year.
The Undertaker.
Yes.
The Rock. Yes. Oh, by the way, you get 3 years of eligibility.
Okay.
Then you're out.
Okay.
I said The Rock.
Yeah.
Raven.
Yeah.
Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
RVD.
Correct.
And Jeff Jarrett.
Those are your nominees. Steve, would you like to read off your ballot first?
So we did three each first, right?
Yeah, three.
I have the only three that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Let's hear them.
Like, legitimately.
Okay.
Undertaker.
Okay.
RVD.
Okay.
And Goldberg.
I have.
Okay.
China.
No.
The Rock. And Goldberg. Goldberg's in! Congratulations
to Bill Goldberg. You are in. You are the headliner, I guess.
Yes, you are the headliner. You're the only one that we would both agree on.
For the 2017. Wow, headliner Bill Goldberg.
All right, now let's debate.
All right.
This is where things get fun. Why China?
Because she did porno.
Oh, my God.
Because she did porno. You look up China on the internet, you get porno. Give me a break. You can't do that. We have little kids. Little kids are in our audience, man. She did adult films.
I'm basing this entirely on what she did while under the employ of WWE.
Okay, well, then why isn't Chris Benoit on our list? Because he killed people.
That's entirely different, man.
No, it isn't,
it's
man.
It's entirely different.
It's pornography. This is bad for our image if we have a pornographer. why no Undertaker?
Oh, he might wrestle some more.
But he's not full-time. You just said it's full-time.
He might wrestle this year.
He put his hat and cape in the middle of the ring.
Keep hearing talk that he's going to wrestle again. The Rock, on the other hand, is not wrestling again. That's why I include him over The Undertaker.
What about RVD? Okay, hold on. Let's go through these. Lex Luger, neither of us said Lex Luger. Who else do you say?
No, let's go down. We can debate anybody who we'd include on our ballots.
Well, Lex Luger doesn't deserve being in Hall of Fame.
No, he's already inducted into the wall of Luger
he's
over here.
He's got like half the wall
yeah,
over
he's
here.
Fine.
Yeah.
Undertaker is just because he might wrestle again, whereas I think The Rock is done.
No, man, Undertaker is definitely in. You should have put him on yours.
No, Undertaker's in.
Undertaker's in the Hall of Fame. He might get dude, if the WWE scoops him
I
this
said
year.
He's in.
Oh, okay, good.
I just was saying why I didn't include my ballot.
Okay.
I was going to say, yes, we can include him, but not on my first ballot.
Okay, I'm glad.
The Rock, he deserves to go in.
Okay, so The Rock does deserve to go in. That's fine. Put him in. Do we have a number, like how many people can go in?
No, I thought five.
Okay, The Rock is in then. I mean, I like, dude, don't get me wrong, I love Raven. I just think like two ECW guys in 1 year.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Give me RVD.
I'm surprised that you didn't vote for Scott Steiner.
Man, was he eligible last year?
No.
No, he wasn't on the ballot last
no.
year. Okay, well, he's got two more years.
All right.
Yeah. Look, I love Scott Steiner, but I mean, you've got Undertaker, RVD, and Goldberg on here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, RVD literally changed my perception of professional wrestling.
I suppose that's true.
I saw him wrestle, and I was like, I didn't know it could do this.
Yeah.
I didn't know wrestling could be like this.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there was the, you know, sad news about him not being able to wrestle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like...
Well, for WWE.
For WWE, where you're going to make your money. And then on top of the world, yeah. But, like, should he really be wrestling still? You know what I mean? Like, if he can't wrestle for WWE...
Yeah.
You know, and...
Well, he still has to earn a living.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. I'm just saying, like, maybe this will help boost his profile so he can do it in a non-wrestling way.
Oh, okay.
He says,
he's acting or something like
I'm
that.
I'm a going in Raw Hall of Famer.
There you go.
You know,
well, not yet. We still have to discuss that.
On top of that, man, WWE might scoop him up for Hall of Fame.
So, yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if the Dudleys are getting in this year.
If true, yes. Scott Steiner's not going to the WWE Hall of Fame anytime soon.
No, he's not. So
we
he's
can
got
hold off on that.
Yeah, he might be 2019.
What about Christian? Christian deserves going to the WWE
no,
Hall of Fame.
No, he doesn't.
He deserves going to the WWE Hall of Fame.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He will because he's on good terms with them.
But he deserves to. Based on his resume.
Okay, I'll put it this way. Edge and Christian as a tag team deserve to get in. not Christian as a singles competitor.
No, I think Christian as a singles competitor does.
Based on what?
Not just his tag team reigns with Edge, but he's a multi-time Intercontinental Champion, probably light heavyweight champion.
A lot of people can claim what he claims, though.
If the Godfather is in, Christian deserves to be in.
You cannot. Okay, I get it. If the Bushwhackers are in, then Christian deserves to get in. And I agree with that completely. I like to have slightly higher standards than the WWE, though. That's my point.
Well, I'm not saying Christian deserves to be in our Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Listen,
he's
a worthy WWE Hall of Famer. Christian has 2 more years of eligibility.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll push him.
Maybe. Captain Charisma someday. He might get in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It depends. I personally love Christian. I think he's great. He seems like a cool guy. Like, he's got a great podcast with Edge. I'm just, you know, it's that thing where, you know, you had the world championship. He never really struck me as like world champion. Only world champions really should get into the Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think that's true.
Absolutely. Like, RVD was a world champion.
Neither the Dudley Boys were ever world champ.
Oh, no, they're tag team specialists, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were like, they got their version of the world championship, which was the tag team champion,
a lot of times.
Edge and Christian. If you had said Edge and Christian, I'd
Edge
like,
is already in, so we can't put him on our list.
Oh, yeah, as a separate act. He could be a 2-time Hall of Famer,
man. Why
didn't
we put DX in here, then? DX is inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, if you want Chyna in, that's a great way to sneak her in, because I'll probably vote for DX.
All right, I'll think about that next
week. Because you put in DX, guess what you don't get? Pornography. If you type in DX on Google. Listen, I just go what Triple H said.
All right.
Steve, you know
what? Well, that's his criteria for the WWE Hall of Fame. Our criteria could be different, Steve.
Here's the thing, though. I love pornography. Here's the thing, dude. It's such a funny argument to make that I just like to make it. Try to get in next year. Who's next?
We already said Goldberg's getting in. RVD. I guess RVD can get in.
Oh, absolutely, man. I love RVD.
What about Jeff Jarrett?
Hell no. Get out of here with that, Jeff Jarrett. Hey, I tell you what. If Jeff Jarrett has a spectacular 2018.
Yeah.
And all, you know, all sincerity, figures out whatever he's battling now.
Apparently he completed rehab.
There you go. It was such a clown show. Before the alcohol problem, you know, then he went to rehab because that's serious stuff.
Yeah.
But like the whole Impact GFW business. The clown show.
Yeah.
You know that guy was like 1 month away from just crowning himself Impact champion or
maybe
GFW champion.
If you thought it'd boost ratings.
Yeah, I know. Wow, it's the worst.
So right now, our Hall of Fame class, wow, this is star-studded. I got to say, headliner, Goldberg.
Wow. Huge.
The Undertaker.
I like
the Rock. RVD.
I do appreciate that Goldberg is headlining a class with The Undertaker and The Rock.
I do.
That's how it should be, though, man.
Just stacked.
Goldberg's the best.
Do you want to stick to 4? We had 4 last year.
I want to put one more in.
Chyna.
You know what,
come
man?
On, Chyna.
All right, I'm going to do this.
What?
I'm going to enter Chyna in the search engine. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to enter Chyna in the search engine.
All right.
And if any pornography comes up on my first page the image search.
Oh.
Hey, it might not. You don't know, man. After she died, a lot of people were doing a lot of positive pieces on her. Chyna. I do not see any pornography on the first page. There's a lot of WWE. Chyna's in.
Yeah!
Chyna's in. There you go. Chyna's in. Very good.
Congratulations
to
all our inductees. The Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Let's see if I put in Chyna WWE.
Class 2018.
Yeah, even that, no. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. All right, well, there you go. They have no reason at this point.
Yeah.
WWE has no reason because now when you put it in there, it doesn't come up with Chyna. There's a lot of, like, you know, her last days type stuff. But, all right, well, there you go. What a stacked class.
It really is.
Chyna, The Undertaker,
The Rock,
RVD, and the headliner, Bill Goldberg.
Congratulations.
Wow, what a great.
Do you think if we let Goldberg, The Undertaker, The Rock, and RVD all know they've been inducted, they will acknowledge?
Oh, absolutely, of course, yeah.
The high honor we bestowed upon each and every one of them.
Oh, for sure, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Maybe some of them are on Celebrity VM.
Oh, yeah.
And we can do that and say, get word to them that way.
Yeah.
Can you do a quick video acknowledging you're in a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to have a physical Hall of Fame? We thought this last year.
Hey, look, I'm waiting on to hear about our office space.
Office space. We'll dedicate a corner to our Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, absolutely. Or at least like a mantelpiece.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good idea.
Spray paint a bunch of shit gold and put it up there. Absolutely, that's great. And we'll do like a little video about it and make money off it.
Yes.
Anyways, that's it for now. Thank you, everybody, for voting.
Yes.
Thank you for the magnificent 2017
yes.
that you guys gave to Going In Raw by tuning in every week. We really appreciate it. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.